I said to Brandon Staley before the game, I talked to 49er coaches. I said, here's what's going to happen today, guys. Jordan Love's going to throw you up too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to get those or not?
They dropped
and
him.
He had one in the end zone, and, of course, there was an offside penalty. You know, so it comes back. And then I don't know if it was it Lenore
Brown
or whoever.
And Renardo Green both dropped interceptions right in their
Renardo
hands.
Renardo Green dropped one, and it was a classic Jordan Love. Like, late, you know, being chased a little bit, and he threw it up for grabs. And they had their chances. There was two of them. And, you know, they're not taking the ball away at all right now. And so it's, you know, they're not forcing fumbles. You can't really, so, you know, if you're going to go -3 on the road with a backup quarterback, like that's, you're making it awfully, and then all the penalties, 100 yards of penalties, you're making it awfully hard on yourself. But those are exactly what bad teams do.
Yep.
And why you're underwater right now. You could say, and this is the speech, okay, you're a game out of first place, which is true. But Seattle right now looks like they're playing a whole lot better with that win last week. I mean, they completely annihilated Arizona. They look like they're playing the defense Mike McDonald wants them to play. So, I mean, the only thing I can say, I heard this from the 49ers on the field Sunday. Well, you know, if you could go on the road and beat a good team, it could turn your season around. All right. Well, you got to play mistake-free football, and that's in question whether they can do that right now.
And now they have Buffalo. And now they have Buffalo with Josh Allen, Superman, James Cook, that spread offense, and that opportunistic defense, and those elements coming off a bye week. How do the Niners pull off the upset? How, buddy? Is it just completely playing mistake-free football? Because it feels like they need a little more. They need Debo, rediscovered a Debo with the explosion from a season ago. They need Ricky Pierce. I don't know how they get this done, Baldy. I'm just worried that by halftime on a Sunday night, people are going to be turning off their television sets looking for something to do.
Well, 10 points isn't going to get the job done. So, you know, the offense has to click. You know, they haven't scored, you know, 30 in a long while since they scored 30 against the Patriots. That used to be the standard for this 49er team, put up 30. You know, that's how they played football. And so defense playing with the lead, and Nick could turn it loose. I don't know what Nick Bosa's status is this week. He didn't make the trip last week. So, you know, he's still getting treatment and trying to, you know, recover. And I don't know. I saw him hop off the field on one leg. I don't know if oblique, hip, whatever it is, but I saw him hopping off the field. You made it seem like it was a lot worse than maybe they'd let on to be. But, look, I mean, you can't wait on your star players to get out there. I'm sure Trent will go this week. That always helps. But – this 49ers offense is fueled by the run game. They've got to crank this up. It has not looked good in a month. So that would be a good starting point. And then, look, I mean, Buffalo is one of those teams right now that is running the ball more than they're throwing it. They're a run-first team. So, you know, there's ways to stop the run, and Josh Allen's a big part of that, especially on short-yard situations and his ability to extend plays. Like, you better look fast out there and play fast against Josh Allen. And he's going to give you an opportunity, like Jordan Love will. He's going to give you an opportunity because he's just going to try and make some hero-type plays that he's capable of doing, but he's still going to do it. And so can you take two away in this game? That'd be a good starting point. Run the ball for 150 and take two away. That gives you a fighting chance to go up, you know, take on a 9-2 Bills team that looks really good.
All right, before we let you go, you're going to be in Minnesota this week, huh, for Arizona and the Vikings. Vikings. Yeah. Almost blew that game. It was a wild ending there. Almost blew a 10-point lead in the last, 70 seconds of that football game. But they were able to survive. They go on a long drive in overtime and win that football game. Arizona goes to Seattle. Seattle shuts them down. They lose 60-6. It's a hell of a football game here. And the Niners could use some help, no doubt about that, from the Minnesota Vikings, Baldy.
No doubt. And this is a tough stretch for Arizona. They get a couple, you know, winnable games at home after this. But this is their stretch, you know, and they knew it, and they went to Seattle, and it was awful, just awful. I mean, they couldn't run. They had been able to run the ball effectively almost every single week. And Leonard Williams and Jerron Reed and Big Hank up front, like, they just shut that down. And they got the takeaway from Kyler. Devin Witherspoon made a great play, and they got the Kobe Bryant, you know, interception return for a touchdown, which blew that game open. I mean, Seattle scored one touchdown in that game. And so – no, Arizona is still a good football team. They still play really well defensively. Yep. But offensively, for the first time, they got completely shut down by Seattle.
Baldy, happy Thanksgiving on behalf of everybody here in the Bay Area. We love you so much. We look forward to you every single week. One's got to go. You're looking at an entire table filled with food. And I know you love so many different kinds of food. What's the one thing that has to get off the table for Brian Baldinger? You don't want to see it. It can be gravy, cranberry, stuffing, ham.
Salad.
What's the one's got to go for Baldy?
Well, I mean, I'm going to eat all the pumpkin pie that's there. I might start with pumpkin pie. It's my favorite dessert. It's my favorite meal of the year. It's my favorite holiday of the year.
Me too.
So, I mean, it's just, you can give me all the turkey and all the gravy that you could possibly cut and carve. Like seconds and thirds to the couch. I got to work on Thanksgiving, so I'm going to eat late. I got to break down these first two bad games of the day. But, you know, when I do get to the house, I'm gonna put a hurting on that turkey. That's for sure.
So you had it to be at? Are you at NFL Films on Thanksgiving? Breaking down the cage?
No, I'm gonna be down in Florida, so I'm gonna do it, you know, from a studio there. But I gotta analyze that first game, you know, Dallas and the Giants.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, let me ask you: is Daniel Jones worth acquiring if you're the 49ers?
Please say no, Baldy.
Like, I'm not high on him. I don't think highly of him. He's actually a worse version of what Alex Smith was with the Niners way back when. Can run a little, but he's not accurate. Like, is he worth acquiring as a backup?
Well, I mean, they did it to Sam Darnold, and Sam really found out what stability looks like and what a well-coached offense looks like, and watching Brock, I think that really helped him launch what he's doing in Minnesota this year. In fact, I'm going to ask him about it on Sunday down the field when I see him. But, Daniel Jones has never had stability, never had a good offensive line, never was able to be with a stable group. Like, if Daniel Jones found stability and really understood what game planning, practice, the emphasis on the details was all about, I think it could help him because he is a very good athlete. But, I mean, his accuracy issues and his inability to process, to see the field, I don't know that that's going to be improved much.
Yeah, I'm hard pass on that one there. Baldy, happy Thanksgiving to you. At least you get the Lions in the morning,
love
Baldy.
It,
at least you get to see Dan Campbell against the Bears. Maybe they'll win a Thanksgiving game for once. They haven't won one in years.
I think that Miami-Green Bay game is going to be great.
I think that's Miami's a good game.
Miami's played 1-3 in a row, playing really good. Green Bay's got a nice record. They're going to be at home. Like, that's going to be the test if Miami can actually get into this playoff hunt or not.
I know Green Bay put up 38 points. Baldy, I know Green Bay put up 38 points and they ran the ball for over 40 times, but I wasn't as impressed with them. That game was in the balance midway through the third quarter. Jordan Love leaves a lot on the table. Christian Watson can't catch. I'm not that impressed with Green Bay right now, Baldy.
I'm with you. Look, that was the first game, by the way, that Jordan Love has not thrown an interception in a game this year. So, and you guys dropped two of them. So, like, he's still going to, I'm sure if, you know, you're looking at, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Javon Hall and some of those guys, like, they've seen the reel of these interceptions. And they're going to be without Romeo Doubs. Like, and the run defense of Miami is real.
Yeah.
Like, they're very good inside, as good as there is in this league. So they're going to get challenged for sure.
I can't wait for this game. Baldy, happy Thanksgiving to your brother. Enjoy all the food.
By the way, maybe the 49ers are missing Mike McDaniel. I'm just saying.
Don't do that to us on the way out, Baldy. Don't do that to us on the way out. I thought you were going to say Solomon.
That on the record.
We got it on
You're
the record,
sharp,
man.
Looking sharp, Baldy. Have
looking
a great
good,
one.
Baldy.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you, man.
All right, man. Happy Thanksgiving, Baldy. Happy holidays to him.
A lot of time with him, man. I just smile when I see him on the Zoom.